When it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, April 27th. And we are here to entertain you, make you feel good.
Yeah.
And fill your morning with joy and bullshit.
Promise a lot there. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Good morning, Stephanie.
What's going on?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
I love your hair today. I meant to tell you that.
Oh, you're so sweet.
What do you call that?
You know,
that's gotta do.
I don't know. I just kind of created
But it's very
it
creative, yeah.
Thank you.
You know, you have it pulled back and stuff, and yeah. It's got like all kinds of things behind it.
Thank you.
Whatever you call it.
It's pinned up. It's a little... I actually wore it this weekend. It's so funny. I went out with my best friend, and I show up, and she goes, "Oh my God, your hair looks amazing. Who did that?" I was like, "I did it, you asshole." Like, she didn't believe that I could do it.
Really?
But I did it myself. Yeah, I just threw it together.
Pretty cool.
I just threw this together.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Sam.
It only took half an hour to throw this together.
Okay,
right?
It took more like 10 minutes, but nice try. No, I actually wore it like this last night, and I didn't sleep in this, but it was kind of already done that way, so I did it again.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's very exciting talking about my hair, isn't it?
Great. You know, I mean, I call them as I see
there
them.
You go.
Know.
So what'd you do last night?
You can't ask me these things because the answer is always the same.
I'm hoping one day that you're like, I went out on the town, I got wasted.
Yeah, well, we sometimes do, but, you know, not... No, I don't really get wasted going out on the town. Come on, I'm too old. I'm married.
You're married. That is not an excuse, kid.
You're married, you're half dead. You
know? Wow, you're an advocate for marriage, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, marriage has its place, you know, but sometimes it gets in the way.
Sure. I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. I know I did for a period of time. I mean, I stayed way too long.
Yeah.
I was done after 9 months and I stayed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, your situation was different, you know.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. But I can see how marriage can get in the way. I mean, you know, if you want to go have sex with somebody, then it's definitely in the way. That sucks.
Yeah, or if you want some privacy.
Well, I mean, I would hope that you could have privacy.
No,
in
I do.
Marriage.
I do.
That's
I have
good.
Nothing to complain about.
No, your wife is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you know,
guys seem to have a great, happy
still
marriage.
Sometimes I wish I was single.
Doesn't everybody when they're married?
I guess,
but
yeah.
But then when people are single, then they want to be married. I mean,
exactly.
It's just what you can't
exactly.
have, you
cause,
know?
Yeah, because you picture yourself, wow, I'm going to have women all around me all the time and stuff. And then you end up being alone.
Just all around you. Just
yeah, exactly.
You,
like a harem and
you.
Shit.
What is this? It's not Caesar's times. Oh, my God.
But it doesn't quite work that way if you're not a player, you know?
Well, even if you are, I mean, it's got to get old, right? No?
I don't think so. No, not for a man.
I guess so. I don't know.
The more variety, the better.
I mean, I feel like after a while, though, it's just... At least for women, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not for men.
Yeah, women connect more emotionally, you know, and when you do, you want it to be more permanent than than just sex, you know. But
Some women.
Yeah.
You know.
Some women,
not all.
Not if you're a porn star.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sure they get emotionally attached.
You think so?
Well, they're not human, Sam. Jesus, you act like they're just robots and they just fuck all the time. I mean, they
I know.
I'm sure they get attached.
I'm sure they do.
I mean, I don't know. Like who knows? Yeah. No, I'm not a porn star.
No, you're not a porn star. You had to clarify that.
Just so you all know, I am not a porn star. I don't do that on my spare time.
No.
I don't do that for extra money.
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody has their price. You know, I'm sure if the price was right, you'd probably do it. No?
Sam, I hate you. You think that I would...
No, I'm not trying to imply that you know.
You
I'm
think
just
that
saying,
I would...
I think everybody has a price, you know.
I don't know.
If you were offered like $3 million right now to have sex.
To have sex.
A woman.
On camera.
On camera.
Why does it have to be with a woman?
Because I think, it might be easier for you. I don't know. Many women won't do it with guys, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They'll only do it with women.
Huh, $3 million.
And then they graduate
to
cock.
And then they just steps up, I see. I don't, you know what, that's a really good question. Mm. I don't think that I could do it.
Yeah, because it's going to stay out there for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And beyond.
I mean, granted, Kim Kardashian made a sex tape and now she's like the hottest thing ever.
Right.
And Paris Hilton did too.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that would increase my chances of being a star. Maybe I should go out and make a sex tape.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it would change your life forever. I mean, in many ways. But one way is that you'd be so rich that you don't really have to worry about anything.
Which is awesome.
Very appealing.
Okay. So what else? Yeah. What are the pros here?
I just don't know who would pay you $3 million to do it. No, you see, you're taking everything as
a fucking insult
today.
I'm kidding, Sam. I've never offended.
You're giving me this dirty
Trust
look.
Trust me, I've
I
never
guess
offended.
I didn't realize what I was saying.
No,
but
I'm kidding.
No, that's not what I mean.
No, I know what you mean.
Okay.
I don't know who would pay me either,
yeah.
Like $3 million to...
I mean, yeah, who would pay anybody $3
million? Exactly.
You know?
I mean, but, unless you've got to be... Really
yeah.
take.
But now, Playboy is a different ball game, right? I mean, you'd probably do
I would
Playboy.
Do that.
Yeah.
I would honestly do that.
I know. Some women actually dream about it. It's their life dream
well,
to do that.
Well, that is not
know?
My life dream.
No.
But I would, you know what? Honestly, I would do it.
Yeah.
I don't think it would hurt my career by any means.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of stars have done it. I would do it in that way. Like,
right.
tasteful, not raunchy,
right.
where I'm not like spread eagle on the centerfold, you know?
Yeah.
Like, nobody really cares to see that, but
well, I'd beg to differ.
Thanks, Sammy.
I'm sure a lot of people would love that.
Well, you know, family, not one of them. But no, I think I would be okay with that, honestly. Like
yeah.
if Hugh called me up, I'd be like, sure, Hugh.
Sure.
You know,
do it.
I might
yeah.
have to dye my hair blonde for him.
Yeah, huh?
Back to blonde.
Well, he takes some brunettes, but
some.
Yeah.
But I don't. I'm not like busty or.
That's
you know.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm okay
I
with
guess,
it.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, I didn't realize this, but I guess Playboy does take fake boob jobs, you know, so.
Well, yeah. I love you, Sam, so much.
Yeah.
I think every girl
no,
in
no,
there
I'm not saying that you
jobs.
Should. I would definitely not do it.
No,
I hate them myself.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't think they look good. But that's what I was trying to say is I think they take girls with that when I think there was a time when they wouldn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
didn't know that. Like
but,
back when it first started?
I think so,
okay.
yeah. yeah. But then again, when it first started, nobody was getting boob jobs.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, now it's like the new thing to do.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, if women realized how ugly it looks when you're not in clothes, then maybe they wouldn't do it, you know?
Yeah.
I know that most guys that I know or that I hear of are not crazy about that.
Really?
Yeah. Because guys are into any size boobs, you know? Just give me
That's
natural.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, it doesn't feel natural, doesn't look natural, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never seen fake boobs up close, so I have no
yeah.
idea.
No, you shouldn't get any done, you know? I mean, you don't really need
Thank
to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're so sweet.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, Sam.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad, I'm not getting
You've got
boobs.
A good presentation. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, you know, padded bras really help out, I have to say.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They make it look good. It's false advertising, but, you know, they push it together nicely.
Really? So
yeah.
you have, like, padded bras and stuff?
Hell yeah, I do.
Really?
I think every woman does.
Really?
I seriously, well... Some lesbians, I'm sure.
Unless they're like C's or D's or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, even that, like women try to push it together. Because
right.
if they're real, they'll start to sag.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's
oh,
what happens.
Okay.
Not me.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So people always want to get a little, you know.
Yeah.
But usually, yeah, if you're a C or a D, you don't really want the extra padding.
Yeah.
But since I'm only a B, it's always nice to, you know, make it look like a C.
Are you happy with them or would you
I
rather
am.
They were?
I know? I am. They've actually, you know, when I was...
Open doors for you?
Yes, Sam, my boobs have gotten me into many auditions because they're so big. No, I actually, when I was a kid, I was pretty, I got a training bra in third grade, okay? And I didn't really have anything, but I had enough to get like a training bra, right? And I guess I matured rather quickly at a young age. I got my period when I was 10.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. My friends didn't get into, they were like 17. But anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I blossomed quicker. But then I was like not flat, but I didn't really have anything for a long time.
Right.
And then my boobs started growing. And I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. And so I was like, okay, I can wear low cut shirts now and I can like show off my boobs. And like my parents were like, I remember I would come home from California and they're like, do you have any shirt that's like you can cover up? And I was like, yes, but I really like the fact that I have boobs now. Like I'm proud of it.
Yeah, exactly. Let me show the world.
Yeah, right. It's not like I don't have shirts like that, but you know what? I am proud of my boobs. It's great, you know. So, yes, I'm okay with them. I'm not going to get fake boobs.
Yeah. You see, if I had boobs, I'd rather have, like, I think B's or something. I don't think anything bigger is, like, comfortable, you know? I don't know.
Probably
and
not.
And plus, you can wear a lot more things when it's
can.
Smaller, right?
You can. And then you don't have the whole sagging issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Older, which
exactly.
is never...
I know.
That's never hot. As much as a guy will say that when you're naked, it's really never hot.
Yeah, I don't know. You put your head between them. It's pretty nice.
Oh, there we go, Sam. Okay. There's an answer for everything.
There is.
I love that you just find that little niche.
Oh, yeah. I've had 50 years to think about this stuff. I know what I like.
Oh, I love it. Good for you, as you should know what you like.
Yeah.
As you should, as everybody should know what they like. Well, actually, my ex-husband was into boobs, and I was like, why would you marry me if you don't have any? I don't really have much there going on, buddy. But he at one point said to me, and I don't know if I should have, I don't know. I mean, I think it was kind of offensive, but he was like, you know, I wouldn't be offended if you got fake boobs. And I was like, okay, should I consider this? Like, I didn't know what to do about it. I mean, obviously, I didn't do anything. I didn't go to the doctor or anything.
Right.
But he said it just one time. Mm. But then I was like, okay, maybe I should do this. Maybe I should get fake boobs. But whatever. Yeah. I didn't really care that much.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't love him that much, obviously, to do it because I left. But, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you did it for him?
I know. And then I leave him or he leaves me. That would be
It just disaster. Teaches you not to do anything for somebody else.
Exactly.
You know? Do it for yourself or don't do it at all. You
I
know?
Well, you know, you got to make yourself happy.
Yeah.
And it's not about being selfish. It's just about, look, if this is what you want, as long as it's not hurting anybody.
Right.
Then, you know,
yeah,
you should
exactly.
get what you want.
Yeah. Tell him to get fake balls, you know, and then talk
tell
to you.
To get fake balls. Oh my God!
Yeah. I mean, to tell a woman to get a boob job, I think is kind of pretentious, you know. It's
I don't even know in what context he said it, but he said it, and I was kind of like, oh, okay. Like it wasn't mean, but yet I don't know why. Then don't marry me, asshole. If I don't have boobs, stupid dick. I mean, come on. Like seriously, I remember when we first met, and we did have that talk. Mm-hmm. Like when we were dating and stuff, and I was like, so are you a butt guy, a leg guy, whatever? And he's like, no, I'm a boob man. Mm. And I was like, okay, I guess I won't go far with you. But then I married him, so you never know.
Yeah.
Things can change.
Yeah.
Maybe I was.
And when you say you're a boob man, I don't think you necessarily prefer big ones. It's just that you prefer any boob, you know?
You think?
I think so. Yeah.
Any boob. Just give me a boob.
Exactly.
I will take any boob.
Just smother me.
Are men fascinated by boobs because you don't have them?
I don't think
like,
so. You know why
like,
I think.
What's the deal?
I mean, aren't women fascinated with boobs too? You know, they're like.
We,
you know,
well.
Not necessarily that you want to make love to them, but it's just, you know, I mean, just being. fascinated with them. And I think it's because it's the first thing we see, you know. I mean, that's the first instinct we have, is to suck on them, you know. And it stays with us. What was funny about that?
I love you. You sounded
okay,
awesome.
Suckled,
huh? Yeah, no, the first instinct, the first thing we see is boobs.
Exactly.
And we just suck on them.
Yeah.
That was just great. It's true. It's actually kind of true.
So we kind of miss that, I think, you know.
So we want to get back to that. We want to get back to sucking on boobs. Okay. I see how it comes full circle. Yeah, fantastic. That's what we want in our life. Actually, I saw this thing a couple years ago. Oh my God, this news story. And this woman ended up coming on like Good Morning America.
Mm.
And she has a son who at the time was 8 years old, and she still breastfed him.
How old was he?
Eight.
Eight.
Eight
wow.
years old. And
I mean, I've heard of these things, but more like five years old. Yeah.
Like 8 years old. Like,
are you serious?
Like he goes, need to have some of his mouth shoulder. He's like, excuse me, mom, I'm hungry. And she's like, wait. And then she pulls out her boob. Like, is that how that works? I don't know.
Whoa.
But it was so uncomfortable. And so there was this big dispute about, like, is this right? Is this wrong? Like, what is
right.
this teaching the kid?
Right.
Just go suck on
yeah.
women's boobs. I don't know. But like, I don't know what to think about it. But at the same time, I mean, hey, to each his own. But she came up with this whole thing of like, look, it's natural and these are good nutrients for him. And like, then people are like, well, is she getting pleasure from this? Like, I mean, it started to become that twisted. Is the kid getting pleasure? Is she getting pleasure? Like, I, you know what? Honestly, I don't know. It was rather uncomfortable to watch, but I remember this news story, and they were like, how long are you going to let it go for? And she's like, well, until he doesn't want to do it anymore. and I remember the newscaster was like, okay, like what? Thinking like I would be like, so at 16, if your son was like, hey, mom, can I suck on your boob for a second? I need some nutrients. I would just go buy him a gallon of milk.
Made, huh?
I would just go buy him a gallon of milk and say, honey, drink up.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
It's amazing she's still lactating after 8 years.
I don't get how that even works. How does that even work?
I think it works that as long as it's being used, then it keeps on lactating all the time.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yeah, I think until you stop,
So until, and then it dries up and you're all dried up.
And you ready to go.
Fantastic. Yeah. There we go. So we learned about lactating today. I actually have a friend who's obsessed with, pregnant women and lactating breasts.
Right.
It's rather uncomfortable.
Really?
He gets really turned on by it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get turned on by everything, you know?
I know, that's true. The weirdest things they do get turned on by. That is very true. But I thought that was kind of interesting when he first told me that.
So
if it's wet here, like that turns you on. And he's like, yeah, I think it's hot. And I'm like, oh God, you are so disturbing. I never want to have sex with you. In my mind, that's what I was thinking. I didn't say that though.
Yeah.
But no, I did.
A lot of people get turned off when the wives get pregnant and stuff, you know, not in my case, but I hear that.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes it just, I know that after I watched my daughter's birth, I was never the same.
You were freaked out?
I was never the same. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's just not a very sexual thing to watch, you
know? Well, no.
Yeah.
Not really. It's kind of scary. I don't know if I'd want my husband down there.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I don't recommend, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe stand by your side or something, but don't watch, you know?
Yeah, even the whole taping of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to sit around with my husband and be like, look,
I know.
Baby's
well,
coming
you,
out of
yeah,
my vagina.
Well, you wouldn't tape that. I mean, that's, I think, too much, you know?
Well, you know, I'm sure people have done it.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, no, I'm sure they have, you know. But,
yeah, I can't.
It's not fun to watch, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm not really into that whole thing. I don't know about that. I don't even know. I just stay up at the head.
Yeah.
Just hold my hand.
Exactly.
That's all.
Help me with the breathing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Pregnancy, I mean, labor kind of scares me, I have to say.
Really?
My best friend, though, Lauren, she's amazing. Her first child, because Tyler, I totally just blanked out on his name for a second. Tyler, she said, she was like, after her pregnancy, she's like, I had the easiest pregnancy. She goes, the doctor came in, he starts telling jokes to me, I start laughing, and the baby starts coming out.
Really?
She laughed her baby out of her. Literally laughed the entire time and just laughed him out. Because when she started to laugh, the baby was coming out. He's like, and then he kept telling jokes. So she had like the easiest pregnancy. She's like, I'm going to have 10 kids. I go, Lauren, honey, you are like it's like a fluke for you.
Right.
Why don't you try having a second kid and see how that goes? And she just did, Emily, who I'm the godmother of. And she definitely said it was not.
No,
it wasn't as easy as the first one, laughing her child out.
Yeah.
But that's got to be pretty amazing, like having this child come into the world. You're laughing, you're happy, you're not screaming.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, this that's kid a great
isn't,
way.
This kid isn't traumatized by your voice. Like, no, honestly, though, there are, my friend Kristen, she's a nurse in Chicago, and she went to, again, me with geography, it's like, I'm so retarded, but she went somewhere. I don't know. She went somewhere.
That's a great story.
Right? Great story. All right. All right. So she went somewhere, and she was a nurse there, and she lived there for a couple months, and she helped assist in silent births. So in this culture, they believe in silent births. No drugs, nothing, and the women can't scream.
Really?
They can't make a noise.
Wow.
Because they believe
that. How the
hell
do you do that?
Well, I have no idea. And seriously, like, I don't even know if I could handle that. But they believe that if the child comes in to a world of screaming and chaos and all of this, then that's what their life is going to be.
Wow.
So they do it very naturally, silently, no, just peaceful. And Kristen said, honestly, she goes, it was one of the greatest experiences I've ever had.
Really?
To witness. Oh. I mean, she didn't do it, but I mean, I think you'd have a whole nother outlook on it if you had to go through it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I could do it. That just freaks me out.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam.
And all these weird people.
Well, you know, everybody's weird. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, in their own way,
everybody
right?
is weird. Okay, so, well, first of all, last night, you didn't ask me what I did, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Okay.
So I went out with the gays last night. Mm-hmm. I love the gays.
Who are the gays?
I call them the gays. I do that.
How many are there?
I don't know. The gays, you know, the gay men. They're fabulous. I got to say this. I love gay men so much. If I'm ever in a bad mood, I just need to hang around with gay men.
Right.
They make you feel so good about yourself. It's unbelievable.
In what
like,
way?
In telling you how beautiful and amazing and so, like it I get hit on by more gay men than straight men.
Really?
Like it's unreal. I love gay men. I love them.
Uh-huh.
So I went with my neighbor Romy last night to this event, HIV AIDS, this whole thing over at the Mondrian, and it beautiful. They put on this beautiful spread. I mean, it was outside. They did this award show. I don't really know what they were winning awards for. I wasn't paying attention, but I was still there. And there was like an auction. And actually, when I walk in, I see this bike and I'm like, what is that? It is a 2.5 men bike from the set that Charlie Sheen rode around, like around Warner Brothers. And they're auctioning it off. I can't say that. Auctioning it off. Okay. And, the guys that we ended up meeting won the bike.
Really?
And they paid like $350 for it. It was awesome.
Wow.
They were so excited. I was even excited for them. Like, I would have wanted that.
$350?
$350 for a 2.5 men
bike.
Charlie Sheen rode.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like his bike.
Yeah.
And it was pretty awesome. So they had all these cool, like, toys, whatever. I mean, all these things that you could win. I didn't bid. You know, but whatever. It's fine. I was there. I supported the gays. So my friend Romy was like, we're not going to drink, you know, and I had a glass of champagne early in the night and then I was done because I was a little buzzed and I was like, you know me, I never drink. So he proceeds to drink more and I look at him and I was like, are you going to drink more? Because then I will drive because he's got this beautiful Mercedes and I'm like, I don't drink and drive and I don't get in the car with people that drink and drive. So he's like, I said, look, I'll drive. And he goes, okay. So he starts like pounding him back, right? So we're there. The event ends. It was very nice event. Glad I could support the gays. And we met all these great people. We're hanging out, we're drinking and everything. And my friend is just awesome. And he just gets a little tipsy. So now his car is a two-seater, okay? So his friend is there, this guy Danny, who's fabulous. And Danny doesn't have a ride home. So Romy's like, come on, come with us. And I'm like, Romy, we have a two-seater car. How is this going to work? Okay. This is not, we don't have a van here. I can't be like piling people in and having them duck down. Like he has to sit on your lap.
Right.
He's like, oh, it'll be fine. Okay. Okay. So I'm not, like, I had been drinking water. I had not been drinking for a couple hours. And like I said, I had one and that was it. And I was totally fine. Well, I pull out of the Mondrian. Mm-hmm. I turn the corner. Cops.
Wow.
On me. I pull over.
Was
and
it
I'm
the
like,
three of you?
Oh, it was the three. Me
so he
driving.
Sat on his lap.
Romy and then Danny sitting on Romy's lap. Like, he can't
wow.
hide. Like, they're
right,
grown men.
Right.
So I'm like, oh my God.
Getting pulled over.
Getting pulled over.
Wow.
I'm like, this is a disaster. Like, they're going to think. They saw us
yeah,
obviously
they're
leaving.
They're going to think you're drunk. Too.
They're going to think I'm drunk. So
right.
I'm, and I'm not, but I'm just
right.
like, this is awesome.
Right.
So the cops come up and, of course, Danny tries to get out of the car, and the cop's like, stay in the car! And I'm like, oh, my God. Do we have to put our hands up? Like, this is going to be a disaster. Like, I don't want to die tonight. So, literally, the cop's, like, yelling at him, stay in the car. And Danny's like, okay. And he kind of goes like this. And we're all just, like, sitting there. And the cop comes over, and he's like, license and registration. I said, here's my license. I said, this is his car. I said, I don't know where his registration is. And Romy is wasted. And he doesn't help me at all.
Yeah.
He's like, it's my car. It's my car. And I was like, I know. He needs to see the registration insurance, you asshole. Like, he's like, it's my car. And I'm like, oh, my God. Just stop talking. So then the cop, I give him my license. And he's looking at me. And I knew he was going to give me a test. And he was like, right. step out of the car. And I was like, oh, my God. This is ridiculous. So I step out of the car. He pulls me onto the steps.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're on Sunset Boulevard, right? We're
right.
by, we're at the Best Western Hotel. I don't know if you know, like, right across from Saddle Ranch.
Do you I know don't know what that is.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, anyway, my fabulous hairdo is falling
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's falling apart.
It's looking like a disaster right now. Anyway, so he pulls me onto the steps, and he's like, he goes, okay, I'm going to give you a test. And he puts out his finger. And I've never done this before,
yeah.
right? I've never been pulled over. I don't drink and drive.
Were you scared? That
yeah, I'm like, my
yeah,
heart's
like
racing
nervous.
Because I know that I'm not drunk by
right.
any means. I wouldn't do this. But, like, they're so intimidating. And they
right.
know it. And they're such smug assholes. Like, seriously, they're like, they, you know what I mean? It's like the power that they have. And I understand
yeah.
they deal with dicks a lot of the time. But you know what? Like, I'm being cooperative here.
Right.
You know I'm not drunk. I am able to walk in 5-inch heels in a straight line.
Right.
Like, come on. So he gives me this test. And he's like, okay, look at my finger. Do not turn your head. Just move your eyes.
Right.
So I do it. Within 2 seconds, he's like, okay, you're fine.
You're
I was
fine.
Like, yeah, I know that, retard. And I was like, thanks for telling me. Thanks for reassuring me that I'm okay. And so he goes, So what were you doing at the event? And I was like, oh, it was for the gays. I said that. And he was like, what? And I was like, oh, HIV, this whole thing. I said, it's my friend Romy. You know, I came with him. And he goes, yeah, so what's with the other guy in the car? And I was like, oh, God, okay. Am I going to get a ticket for this one? And I was like, look, I said, I came with my friend. It's my friend's car. I said, this is his friend. He didn't have a ride home. They're both drunk. I'm just trying to get them home. He was like, okay, you know it's illegal. And I was like, yeah, no, I didn't. Thank you for pointing out that somebody sitting on somebody's lap with no seatbelt on is not illegal. Thank you, officer. And I was like, yeah, I understand that. And he was like, okay. And then he walks down with me. And then he comes over to my car. And now he's like, cool. Now he's not like a total hard ass.
Right.
And he's like staring at my license. And he's like, so, you're really blonde, huh? And I was like,
oh, man.
I go,
God.
yep, yeah, I'm really blonde.
Uh-huh.
He was like, oh, well, I like the dark hair. And I said,
really?
And I was like, oh, thank you.
Wow.
He goes,
the shit they get away with,
I
huh?
know. And then he goes, so what do you do for a living? And I was like,
wow.
I'm an actress. And he was like, really? What have I seen you on? And he's asking me all this stuff. And I'm like telling him like the shows I've been on. I'm like, really? This is what we're doing at 1 o'clock in the morning? I need to go to sleep. I have to wake up for my radio show. Asshole. Speed it up. So I was like, so I'm literally like telling him all the shows. Cool. That's really cool. Cool. That's great. As he's like staring at my tits. And I'm like, okay. All right. So can we go? And then he turns to Danny and he goes, hey, son, where do you live? And Danny's like, he shouts out his, he's drunk and he just shouts out his address. And the guy's like, all right. And he hands me back all the license, all three of ours. And he's like, get him home. Have a good night. And I was like, thank you, officer. And then Romy is like shouting something. I mean, he's hilarious. I love him. He was drunk, but he was shouting something. And And I'm like, Romy, shut up. They're letting us go. Shut the hell up. We are not getting in trouble. I'm not going to jail for you right now. So we get back in the car. Danny's sitting on Romy's lap, and we start to go. And the cops literally pull around like a U-turn on the other side, and they're just like waving goodbye.
Are
and
you
I'm
serious?
Like, yeah. And I'm like, like, it was so, they did a complete 180 from the moment they pulled me over, like, stay in the car, until like waving, like, goodbye, friend. I'm like, oh my God, this is so crazy. But I was actually, that was the first time that's ever happened as far as like a DUI test.
Yeah.
And I was terrified, knowing I was going to pass it because I wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
But I was terrified.
Yeah.
They just
But those kind of questions are not appropriate at all, you know?
Oh, what he was asking
Yeah,
me?
I mean, I that's not appropriate.
Well, you know? Do you think I mean, I'm also not going to mess with this, like, 6'5" black man. I'm like, yes, officer, whatever you say. I'm not going to jail. That's all I cared about. I was like, I'm not going to jail. They're not going to jail.
Right.
You know, let's just get everybody home in one piece.
Right.
But I couldn't.
But he was flirting with you, you know? I mean, I would have been pissed. You know
what?
But it's probably, yeah, you probably liked it.
Oh, no, I literally was like, you know, because honestly, I have a thing about cops. Like, yeah. I don't know. I think their whole, you know, they have big egos. I think it's a whole power trip for them.
Right.
I really do.
Right. Otherwise, they wouldn't get into that line of work, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the appeal.
I can't say it about everybody because that's not fair for me to say that. But I think with most law enforcement, it is a power trip. But I'm sure there's some that really care about the law.
Yeah.
But they also deal with dicks on a daily basis. So right. It's like, I understand both sides. But anyway, like when they first got out of the car and they were like, stay in the car. I was like, oh my God, really? Is that necessary? Yeah. Do we look like we have guns? Like we're in a Mercedes convertible with like two gay men sitting on top of each other. I think we don't have any guns. I think we're safe here, buddy. I mean, they might try to have sex with you, but I'm just kidding.
So he let you actually drive off with the two guys?
With the two guys in the car.
Wow.
Like, a big grown guy.
After he told you it's illegal.
After he's like, you know, that's legal. And I was like, really? I didn't know that at all. But by the end of it, he was nice, you know. But I can't say that every cop, because I'm sure they get into law and the law enforcement and they're nice and they want to, you know, they really believe in the law and they want to honor that. And then there's some that get in it for the wrong
reasons. Who are these cops? I'd like to meet them.
I don't think there's that many of them. Actually, you know what, though? My good friend of our family, Peter, he's one of my brother's dear friends, really, really nice guy, and he wanted to become a cop for a long time. He's finally a cop in Chicago, and he's a great guy. But I was like, look, Peter, I was like, if you become an asshole, you're no longer friends with our family. Like,
really?
I'm not accepting you. Right. He's like, I won't. I really don't think he will. He really likes the law.
Right.
He really does. But he also says that he deals with such jerks all the time.
Right.
So I'm sure. I mean, look, I wouldn't want to do it. That's for sure.
And it's pretty dangerous, too. You know?
I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do it at all.
No. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I just saw this thing on why can't I think of what I'm looking at? CNN. Thank you. And I don't understand. So Julianne Moore is playing Sarah Palin now in this upcoming HBO movie.
I never heard of that. Yeah?
Well, it just came out.
Oh, okay.
I love you so much, Sam. It just came out, called Game Change. Okay, if everybody hates Sarah Palin so much, why do they just imitate, like Tina Fey imitating her on SNL and now this, and she's got a TV show? If everybody hates her so much, what is the fascination with her?
Yeah. I think because she's a... you know, she's out there. You know, I mean, she's in your face all the time. And I think people take notice of that, you know. And I can't get over how cute she is, though, you know. I mean...
You don't even listen to what she says.
Exactly. I don't even listen to what she says. I'm just like,
well, she really
a hot politician.
There we go. She doesn't really have anything good to say. I'm just kidding, Sarah Palin, if you're listening, because I know you're listening to LA Talk Radio right now.
Yeah.
Can you
imagine her being elected for president?
Oh, it'd be a disaster. It would be a complete disaster. I wonder what my father thinks of her. I don't think I've ever asked him.
Yeah. Well, he'll have to call in. He probably doesn't like her.
Well, he hates Obama.
Most people
I know that.
Don't. Really?
Oh, he hates him. Let's not talk. Ever, ever bring up Obama on the show with him.
Okay.
Okay.
We won't do that.
Because it'd be a disaster.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
but Obama just released his original birth certificate.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So is he all in the clear?
Well, apparently he's been in the clear for a long time, you know, because they said that... Apparently he was born in Hawaii, and they said that the Hawaii governor even, you know, showed his birth certificate and showed that it was all... legal and fine, you know, so.
Right.
But people don't stop asking him about this, so.
They won't leave it alone.
Yeah. So now they're showing here that there's, they're actually showing the certificate of birth. So that's interesting.
Huh.
Look, it's a certificate of live birth. Because I guess they have, like, dead births, too.
Right, yeah, you know? Like stillborn.
So,
yeah.
So I think they still have to document it.
Huh.
Yeah.
So he's fine now. So this whole thing that
I don't
Trump
think people
did,
are going to leave him alone anyway. It doesn't matter. This thing's been around for a long time.
But it's like, you know, well, whatever. I mean, people find the littlest thing and just will go at it. But Trump started this, didn't he?
Actually, no. This has gone on for a while.
Oh, this has. Before Trump. Okay.
But Trump is making a big deal out of it now, yeah.
Well, because he wants to run.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the deal?
That's the deal.
Oh, God, Trump.
Yeah.
Who cares? You know what? Good for him. Who's to say? Who's to judge? Who's to say what is right? What I would do in office, like I said. I don't. Right. I really don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. You know, for me, it's like I have to feel I can trust the person to elect them president. But I don't feel that with Trump, you know. I don't feel I can trust him. I think he's conniving and he's, you know.
What do you think of? Did you vote for Obama?
Did I? Yeah, I did.
You regret that decision?
I did because I didn't have a choice, you know? I mean, I wanted to remove the Republicans because I was tired of Bush.
Yeah. Oh,
and
God.
I was tired of, there was a majority for a long time of Republicans. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to see some change, you know, but... Apparently that wasn't, you know, and that's the way I felt in the beginning. It doesn't matter who you elect, you're still not going to be happy with them, you know.
It just,
I mean, there were a couple good candidates, and then for Obama to win in the end, I thought Hillary Clinton was going to get it. And
you
I think
thought,
she would have
really?
Been a good president. Yeah.
I didn't think she really, honestly, was going to get it. I don't know. I mean, hey, who's to, like I said, who's to say? I don't know. I don't hate Hillary, but I don't.
Yeah. Don't hate anything for her.
But then again, that's how I feel about politics too.
Yeah.
I just kind of.
Yeah, I know. It's like you feel that you can't do much, you know.
Well, I just feel like people just get on their high horse about it, and.
Yeah.
Again, it's like what can you do?
Yeah. Well, many people care, you know. I mean, it's we're just like. Average people and stuff, but there's a lot of people that do care, and they do want to know, want to be in charge of who's leading them and so forth.
Sure.
But I've just given up on the political process. You know, I just don't think that. I mean, you can see politicians continuously making promises and not keeping them, and you know, after a while, you just give up. You know,
you lose hope in it.
Yeah. But one thing we can celebrate is the white iPhone is coming out this Thursday, finally.
Transition. That was a beautiful transition, Sam. The white iPhone.
Yeah, people have been waiting for it for a long time.
Is it all white or just the back?
No, the front, too.
Oh, yeah. I want to see this.
And it looks pretty nice. And I guess, you know, this was supposed to be released a year ago when the iPhone 4 came out.
Yeah.
But they never released the white one because for some reason... They had difficulties with the production. So so everybody felt they could never get a white iPhone. But apparently this Thursday it's going on sale at Verizon and
for how much?
AT&T. It's probably the same price as the black iPhone.
Well,
so,
I have the black one. I'm not buying.
You're not getting the white one now?
No, because I tell you, I bought my parents were so great and bought me the iPhone 4 for Christmas because that's what I wanted.
Wow.
And then... I was out for Megan's birthday, and we were actually at the Abbey, which is this place. Oh, it's very pretty. So pretty. So white.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. Okay. I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it. Okay. So we were out, and I was on my phone texting, whatever, put it in this jacket pocket.
Uh-huh.
Left the zipper open. Somebody came and just stole it out of my
pocket.
Wow. My brand new iPhone 4.
Wow.
And I was... And I had pictures of India when I the day that I put her down.
Right. Like, you were devastated.
I was devastated. I was so upset. Like, you know, and I got, you know, I called Abby many, many times after. They didn't find anything just in case. Maybe I dropped it, but I know I didn't. And anyway, I had to go buy another one. I had to suck it up. And I went to the I went to the Apple store, and I was like, they can't tell, obviously, whether I lost it or somebody stole it. But I was like, look, my phone's stolen. What can we do? And they're like, yep, you have to buy a new one, $600.
Yeah.
And I was like, nothing. There's nothing that you can do. Like, I just got one. And they were like, no, sorry, $600. So I had to go to AT&T. They were very helpful. I had to open a second line to get the deal of a $200 phone.
Right. And now you're paying for two lines.
Well, it's really not much. It's like $10 more a month,
I see.
Which is
okay.
fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but I didn't want to pay $600 for a brand
no,
new
phone. No, that would have been crazy.
Stupid. I know you needed to know that information,
Yeah,
Sam.
I did.
You did?
I did.
To get on with your life.
Yeah.
So important.
You'll end up paying $500 for it anyway, though. If you pay $200 and then 2 years of an extra $10, that's, yeah, that's about $240, yeah.
Are you trying to crush my dream? Are you trying to crush this? I was so excited I walked away with like, woohoo,
but
only
think about
200.
It. You're paying 10 extra for something you don't need.
You know what, Sam? I just ruined my
Sorry, head. Okay. I'll take it back. I don't know math.
I'm kidding. I love that you tried to figure that out, though.
Yeah, but you know, talking about the iPhone, there's been controversy the past couple days.
About what?
Because they've revealed that the iPhone and Android phones can actually track where you are at any moment.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah. No, I don't think anybody likes that. And apparently, there's some apps that even when you're not running the app, it still can sense where you are. So Apple and Google have been mum about this and not saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
But now Apple is saying that this is a bug and they're going to work it out and fix it. So.
I think it's horrible.
It
what
is
about
horrible.
Stalkers?
Yeah.
Like,
because apparently the iPhone is not supposed to be storing that data.
Yeah.
And,
oh, so this is like accidentally. Yeah. I see.
That's what they say.
Well. Yeah. So they say, liars.
Yeah.
That creeps me out. I don't
want to
know.
But that's the thing, you know, there's no privacy anymore. It doesn't matter.
It really
doesn't matter.
Well,
know?
On Facebook, you have that thing where you check in and people know where you... I'm like, I always tell my friends not...
Yeah, don't
Because I'm
that.
Like Angelina Jolie, apparently, and everybody wants to know where I am. But no, seriously, like, I just don't want people to know every place that I'm at. It's
exactly.
Just, first of all, who the hell cares?
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly.
But also, like, I just don't want people to know that.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to know.
I know. I don't see how it's a good thing. I don't know why anybody would use it, you know? Why would you want people to know where you are?
Yeah. What if, like, a crazy ex is like, oh, I saw on Facebook.
Or whoever, you know?
It's just, I don't like
it. I mean, if, like, a burglar, you know, if they know where you live.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And then you know you're not at home.
There you go.
You know, there's a lot of different things that can happen, you know.
Who thought that would actually be good? Who?
I don't know. Apparently people are using it, you know.
I know. But
and it sucks because one time I came here and, well, not here. I saw on Google that our address is displayed there. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? You know, because I try to keep it confidential and stuff, you know, so people will feel safe.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, I just checked in with Foursquare, you know. And I said, you know, what the hell? You know, I mean, what's the point in this thing?
Yeah,
you know, because because you're affecting other people, too.
Sure, sure.
Know? So,
that's
I don't know.
Scary.
But,
I don't like
so
it.
That sucks.
I think we should get a petition against it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just don't fucking use it, you know.
There you go. That would help. That would help the matter.
Yeah.
So I was watching, I wasn't watching.
Oh, by the way, before you go into that, I want to announce that we started a page for the show on Facebook, guys. So go there, Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, search for it, and please join. So we can give you all kinds of information on upcoming shows, photos with guests and all that kind of stuff. So we'll put some different content from what we do on our private pages. So
and my web series after you asked me if it's out, the next day my director emailed me. So I'm going to post it on there where you can download it.
Okay,
you can download
cool.
all the episodes from the first season.
Yeah. You guys have to watch Stephanie in that. It's really cool.
Thanks, Sam.
Although I only saw
it.
The first one. Like I said, it was mostly the guys talking and stuff, you know.
But you're a good salesman. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it. Just watch it. Come on.
Yeah.
You guys have nothing else to do. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Now, how long ago did you film that? Because your hair is much shorter.
Back in 2009 was
2009,
the first season,
okay.
And now we're on the second season. So we started filming it last year and then this year.
Okay. So your hair obviously has grown since then. So you can see that in the series.
And my hair is black too.
Yeah.
And the best is this: I don't obviously care about continuity. So I show up and I meet Kyle like before we're going to talk about our second season that we're shooting. Now, mind you, we already started shooting last year when my hair was a light brown color, like my headshot, the one you have.
Right.
Okay? And we already shot some stuff for the second season with my hair like that.
Really?
So Kyle comes back from New Jersey, and we go out to lunch to talk about it, and he goes, what the fuck did you do to your hair? And I was like, it's black. And he goes, yeah, I know that, but we already shot some of the second season, and now your hair's black. What am I supposed to do? I go, you just write it in.
Exactly.
That I dyed my hair. It's not a big deal.
Right.
So he's giving me so much crap that I'm like, dude, really?
Yeah.
Really? Are we really concerned
exactly,
about this?
Exactly. Like, integrate it into the plot. Like, when an actress gets pregnant or something, you know, they integrate it into the plot.
They have got to work with a lot more than just black hair, my
except
friend.
That your hair grew a lot, you know? I mean, how do you explain that?
Well,
okay,
I mean...
Okay, extensions. Hey, I went to the salon. I got extensions. I had my hair dyed.
We should put, like, a thing saying, 4 years later. We should all have to tell him that, because my hair is a little bit different. Actually, this time around, it was actually funny because before I dyed my hair black last year when we started doing the second season, every one of the four girls had different hair.
Really?
So Kyle was like, really? All of you guys have different hair? So I'll just write it in the script that you all went to a salon one day together. You had a girl's day and you all got your hair done. We're like, perfect, Kyle. That works for us. Nobody cares enough to dye it back. I mean, we're not getting paid millions. It's a web series.
Right.
I mean, it's a great web series and I love it. And, you know, it's really great quality, but I mean, at the same time, I'm not getting paid millions of dollars to, then maybe I would consider
exactly
dying it back. I would consider it.
You
I
would consider.
I wouldn't yet necessarily do it.
You would do it.
Damn it, Sam.
You do it
you know
for the
me
part,
so well.
I know.
I would shave my head if I had to. Obviously.
Really?
Oh, if they paid me enough. Yeah.
Really?
It's hair. It grows back.
Yeah, that's true.
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would look as good as Natalie Portman with a shaved head
because
she looked awesome, I think.
Really? Did she?
Do you remember V?
Yeah, I remember V.
She looked amazing.
I didn't think she looked that great.
Or
but,
not,
you know,
even a little bit. Okay.
No, but you've got a pretty face. I mean,
oh,
you know, even with your hair pulled back and everything. So I can imagine without hair, you would...
I don't know. I wonder if I have a good-looking scalp.
I know. I was wondering that about mine, too.
Right?
Yeah.
My dad's awful. If he shaved his head, he's got this, like, huge bump on his head. It's almost, like, alien-like. I love you, Dad. And he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
But it's like this weird bump that he has on his head. Like, if he got rid of all his hair, it would look kind of freaky.
Yeah.
So we encourage him not to do that.
Good.
But I don't know if I have a good-looking scalp.
Well, yeah. How can you know, you know?
Until you shave it, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I have, like, a mole on my head. I'm sure you wanted
that's
to know
important
that
to know, yeah. We wanted to know that.
This is what we're talking about today. I have moles on my head. And if I was to shave it, would I have a good-looking scalp? Awesome. I wonder if people think about that, actually.
I think they do.
Maybe it's just us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just so happy I'm not going bald, you know.
You have a good head of hair.
Yeah, I do. And I'm grateful, you know, because I don't know what I would do, you know, because I'm not into the bald look at all.
No.
So, I mean, some guys look great in
it.
There's no doubt, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think I would, though.
I don't know, Sam.
I might look too mean, you know.
You might look a little scary. But the salt and pepper works for you, like I said before. It's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
You do have nice hair.
Yeah.
Isn't it because you take after your mom's dad's?
No, after my dad. After my
dad. I thought it was your mom's father you take after.
No.
Oh.
Oh, you mean like
hair
normally?
Wise.
Oh.
Hair.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Maybe
because my mom's side of the family actually do go bald sometimes, some of them.
Huh.
So, but not in my family, in my dad's family. So, Okay. I look almost exactly like my dad, you know.
Do you?
And his hair is, he's still got a full head of hair. And,
nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
But my brothers aren't going, my mom always said my brothers would never go bald because her father has hair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And what happened? Did they go bald?
No, they're not.
Oh,
they have
okay,
a lot
good.
Of hair.
Yeah.
But my dad has some baldness.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
And
who
I have
knows?
A lot of hair.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out another day, Sam. We'll figure out what the truth is behind that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, Stephanie.
All right, Sam. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good time. You make me laugh.
All right, everybody.
I had a good time with you today,
yes,
Sammy.
Yes, definitely. Everybody, thank you all for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll
have a good
see you
one.
All tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.